Chapter 5. Dan was upset. The thief was Jean. He needed to arrest her. He was a detective, so it was his job to arrest her. But Jean was his friend, so it made him sad. He must hurry. The museum was closed now. He needed to find her quickly. He saw the cleaner. "Where is Jean?" he asked.
"I don't know," said the cleaner.
Dan ran through the museum. He went past the function room. The door was closed. It was noisy inside. There was a loud laugh. Someone was inside, but the door was locked. It needed a key. He ran to the front desk. The museum was closed. The ticket seller was gone. Dan ran to the cafe. The waiter was there. He was surprised to see Dan.
"What are you doing here?" said the waiter.
"I am looking for Jean," said Dan.
"Well, she is not here," said the waiter. "Go away."
That waiter is very rude, thought Dan. Then he saw a woman in a blue dress with brown hair. Was it Jean?
"Stop," said Dan.
The woman did not stop. She ran away. Dan followed her.
"Stop," he shouted again.
The woman wore high heels. It is difficult to run in high heels. She stopped. She turned to look at him. It was Jean.
"I know you are the thief," said Dan.
"You are a very good detective," said Jean, "but you will never find the statue. I won't tell you where it is."
"I do not need to ask," said Dan. "I know where it is."
Jean was surprised.
"You do?" she said.
"Yes," said Dan. "It is in the function room."
"How do you know that?"
she asked.
Dan took Jean to the function room. The door was locked. It was very quiet inside now.
"The door is locked," said Jean. "You can't get in."
Dan smiled. He was clever.
"I saw a key in your office," he said. "I took it."
Dan unlocked the door. He opened it and went inside.
Surprise!
Dan was surprised.
There was a lot of people.
They were very happy to see him.
"Happy birthday," said Jean.
It was a surprise party. Today was Dan's birthday. His friends wanted to celebrate it. There were balloons and presents and a big cake.
"Did you make the crime to keep me busy?" said Dan.
"Yes," said Jean. "You love solving crimes, and we needed to get the party ready. We needed to get everyone in one room," said the ticket seller.
"And blow up the balloons," said the guard.
"And write the birthday card," said the cleaner.
"And decorate the cake," said the waiter.
Jean lit the candles on the cake. Before Dan blew them out, they sang happy birthday to him. After the song, Dan blew out the candles.
"Make a wish," said Jean.
Dan gave Jean a hug and smiled. He was glad. Jean was not a thief.
"I want all birthdays to be this good," he said.